Tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
And the reviews are in. Bonnie is always so positive and lovely in interviews. To see, and my favourite Bonnie Tyler song is Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Am I? Do I know that one? I think I do. It's a great song, says Noreen in Galway. And Bonnie Tyler is not only a beautiful singer, but she is also totally unaffected by fame and fortune. How refreshing that is. And a lovely Welsh accent with it as well. Now, fingers crossed, we're going over to Paris again, this time to talk to Sharon Madigan, who's lead scientist with Team Ireland. Good afternoon. Bon,
hi,
whatever.
Hi.
Hello, Sharon. You're there. Great. Brilliant. Brilliant. Because we were talking to Jenny earlier on and the technology let us down. But you're coming in loudly and clearly. Good to talk to you.
Great.
So Sharon, busy. So thanks for taking time out for talking to us today. And as lead scientist, is nutrition high up on your responsibilities?
Yeah, I mean, it's a significant part of the overall offering. And you know yourself, when athletes, the food element of things is always one thing that a happy athlete, and then when they're all happy, everybody's happy. So absolutely, it's an important element of the whole games. And it's actually a very exciting element for it as well, because it's kind of the melting pot for a lot of athletes to kind of see each other as well in the dining room and stuff like that. Mm. So yes, food is important.
Now, the French are at pains to point out that it's a restaurant and not a canteen and not a dining
absolutely.
Room or anything else.
Okay.
It's a restaurant. Yes. Yes.
I need to get that right myself.
Have you been in the Olympic Village yet, Sharon?
Yes, I've been here for 10 days.
Right.
So myself and our lead physiologist, Kira Sinnott-O'Connor, we've been part of the setup team here in Paris. So yeah, we've been here for 10 days. So we feel that we're well settled in now at this stage.
Now tell them what strikes you when you walk into the Olympic Village. I'll see if the reports are true.
I missed that, Ray.
What strikes you? What strikes you when you walk into the Olympic Village?
I think the size and scale is obviously huge, as is the restaurant. I mean, one of the restaurants, I think, has capacity to sit somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 people, potentially.
Wow.
It's split into a number of different areas. For example, we've got world food, we've got French cuisine, we've got Asian, we've got halal. And then within that, then there are smaller stations as well with salad and grill and various boulangerie and, you know, so obviously all of those other things that you might not have seen in other villages, for example, the breads, the cheese, the desserts, that's very much front and center here within the village as well. So the French have done an exceptionally good job of bringing their food culture into the restaurant, for sure.
Yeah, because a lot of reports are saying the boulangerie, is the thing that hits you, because when you walk into the Olympic Village, you get the smell of freshly baked bread. That's what
right.
Yes,
yes. We were down there today for the first time, and they had some fantastic bread. And then obviously you had your lovely apricot conserves you know, Nutella and all of these things well. So we had that for lunch, actually, certainly maybe a dessert, a little bit after dessert.
Now, they're one of the things they're very proud of, because they've put a year's development into this, is their vegetarian hot dog. I doubt that you've had that yet.
I have to admit, I haven't had that.
No, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that's definitely a feature of this games is the sustainability element of it, and the fact that I think it's around about a 60-40 split between animal
and plant-based.
I think that's the key that they're really focusing on that as well.
Okay, now porridge. This has become
we love our porridge, don't we?
We do. I do. We all do. Yes, we're a porridge eating nation, and that's a good thing, because it's a healthy food stuff. But the Parisians, they wouldn't be so fond of the porridge.
No, and it's really funny, because many years ago, not the last World Cup, but the one before it in rugby, they didn't know how to make porridge. And one of my colleagues who was working in the IRFU, Ruth Wood Martin, actually had to do a video to show them how to make porridge. However, I'm not sure if that video has gone viral or anything, but certainly there is porridge available. And actually, it's one of the first messages that you get that the porridge is gone. So we have some porridge pots and some porridge here so that they can make it up themselves.
Right, so you've bought a supply of porridge.
We have,
but
yes,
they are making
absolutely.
It over there. Yeah, yeah.
They are. I've seen it. I haven't actually tasted it. We had some of it in our village house here, so we have some of it ourselves, yeah. But I have spotted it.
Now, people will be surprised by some of the things you would have to hand. I'm looking here, 4 by 10 litres of frozen slushy.
Yeah, and actually we've more. We've probably another 20 litres up. We have 4 by 10 litres in our recovery area, which is very much focused around cooling and recovery ice baths, etc. And then we also have another set of slushy machines upstairs. I suppose one of the things that, you know, we've been very much focusing in and around has been the preparation of athletes to compete in the heat. And there's a couple of things about competing in the heat. If you can cool those athletes down relatively quickly afterwards and pre-cooling, you can actually get a better endurance return value for money. And also that slushy also contains water and carbohydrates. So you're actually killing multiple birds with one stone.
Yes.
And they like it.
Like
I mean, if you've got an athlete that's just come back from a run or has done a really heavy sweat session, or the sevens are about to take the field.
Yes.
You know, it is quite warm here today. It's not exceptionally warm, but it is a very muggy evening here. And again, that will help then in that sleep element of things later on too.
Because it's interesting, because the Food Safety Authority recently, as recently as last week, said that it wasn't suitable for children under 5. Is that what they said? I think that's what they said.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I did see that post actually, and I reposted it on something, and that's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
I think it's children under the age of 10.
All right.
And again, that's the glycerol content within it as well. I mean, I think one of the key things we have to remember is this is the context of things. I mean, I'm not drinking it. There's lots of other people not drinking it.
Yes.
And we're
obviously, of course, it's the context. Yes,
We're advising dental health and stuff like that too.
Now, 133 Irish athletes are competing in this year's Olympics, and they all have different nutritional needs depending on what sport. So quite different, I say. What, you know, from the extreme to the extreme. I don't know what extreme. Who's at one extreme and who's at the other extreme?
Well, I think some of our rowers probably would be at one extreme, particularly when they're training and some of their competition days. But if you've got, I mean, maybe a 6'5" rower who's 100 kilos, you're probably talking somewhere in the region of 7,000 to 10,000 calories per day.
Right.
So that's one definite extreme. And then if you've got a 50 kilogram boxer or judoka or taekwondo or any of those weight category sports, I mean, they're, you know, obviously they have to deal with the scales first in terms of making weight, and then obviously they have their performance focus as well. So there's real you know, there's real differences in how you actually deal with both of those requirements.
And what about nerves, Sharon?
Nerves is a really good one, because you actually then also, I mean, and that's the interesting piece as well in terms of that context piece, because guts are really, you know, no guts,
yeah, you
no
feel
glory.
You feel it in your guts. You know, that's butterflies, in your stomach. Yeah. You know, we know
so
all that.
You know, you have to really think about what people are eating and not putting too much pressure on your guts either. You know, because when you exert yourself physiologically, the oxygen goes away from your guts, and actually that's what leads to maybe some of the difficulties around people with dodgy guts as well, leading into some events.
Yes.
So hence the reason why some of these things, which may not be what Joe Public thinks is, well, I don't think that that's very high performance really related. That's why actually some of these other strategies work quite well, because they're actually easy on your guts as well.
Ah, I see. So for example, you're going shopping, are you, this evening? Or have you been shopping already?
I am. Yeah. No, I'm waiting until this is over. And then myself and Kira are going to hit the shops, I think 2.8 kilometres away. So we're going to get our steps in. And we have a shopping list, and we have a few things things on it, for sure.
Well, what's on the shopping list? Can you share it with us?
Well, we have some kiwis and berries. Some of our boxers have been looking for those. So right. We're going to get those. And we have a couple of chocolate type puddings as well that's going on there. And I actually think we have some milk requested as well, because we're going to have some cereal and we have our porridge obviously to make and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then I think there's a couple of other random things on there as well. But yeah, I mean, we will have a long enough shopping list for sure.
And do any of the athletes bring their own stuff?
They do. Yes, there'll be a lot of athletes that will have little things that that they want themselves. And actually, we sent over freight at the beginning of June, and we packed up quite a few dry goods items. Not as much as we sent to Tokyo, but certainly we had our porridge, granola, cereals, cornflakes, cereal bars, flapjacks, some biscuits. We had tea bags, you know, the usual things that you might take somewhere.
Yes,
if
you're going on holidays.
Yeah, exactly.
any crisps? Any cheese and onion crisps?
Well, a few of those might have snuck in for
I see. Yes.
They're kept under lock and key. Yeah, and that might actually just be for the support staff and coaches, just and a couple of biscuits with a cup of tea later on.
Sharon, that's the headline now. Team Ireland.
I know, this is what worries me, you see. This is what worries me, that one soundbite will be the headline for the whole thing.
Now, Flavins have been on to us to say that they are delighted to hear that the Irish athletes need their porridge oats in Paris. They said they would be delighted to support them with their delicious, nutritious Irish-grown Flavins oats and other delicious products such as flapjacks, granolas. Of course they did. Well done, Flavins, for getting on the line
so
quickly. Yes, yeah.
Brilliant. Can't wait to hear from them.
Now, finally, just what's the atmosphere like in Team Ireland? Yeah, everyone's feeling good, confident?
It's very excited. Very exciting. The boy sevens are literally about to take
half four. It's 35 minutes time.
We have a fantastic location within the village. We are literally across the footpath from the French house. So you know when you're beside the hosts that you have an exceptionally good pitch.
Yes.
So we're very, very close to the restaurant, the bus stop. I mean, all of the amenities, that's the laundries downstairs. I mean, it's just electric, really. And especially over the last few days, big swathes of athlete groups have been coming into the village from over lots of places. They might have been doing camps within Europe, or they've come directly. So you can see, I mean, there was a massive entry of athletes into France today, whereas we had our big entries of athletes over the last couple of days. So we've had a quiet day on
today,
athletes
yes.
coming in.
Very exciting, very exciting. And I believe there's a grab and go station
outside the door, which is fantastic.
What's on offer there? I'm fascinated.
Well, I mean, certainly we have our coffees, all sorts of options there. We have soft drinks, we have yogurts, fruit. There's falafel, like pita bread type options with some coleslaw. And there are burgers as well, would you believe?
All for free.
That context
all for free.
Words, everything's free.
Yes, everything's free. Are you a fan of Bonnie Tyler?
I heard her on before came on.
Yeah. Because a lot of people are asking us to play the song in its entirety. So, look, we'll do a total eclipse of the heart,
Fantastic.
Okay. Sharon Madigan, thanks so much. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.